007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander in Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, interesting with this, we're starting with James Dean.
We're starting with James Dean, a movie of his life. I'm surprised, I suppose, it hasn't seen the big screen as yet.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
Antoine Corbin started his directing career with the likes of Control, and he's attached to Make Life, which will chronicle the working relationship and deep friendship between photographer Dennis Stock and actor James Dean. Now, Luke Davies wrote the script, which tracks the pair's interaction in 1955 before Dean became an international icon. Stock met Dean at a party and quickly realised that he could have something special. He was initially defensive and feeling guilty that he spent so much time away from his son. Stock emerged from his shell as he hung out with Dean in Los Angeles, New York and Indiana, and he chronicled his World for Life magazine.
Interesting take on the story. Any casting?
No, not as yet. Which will be interesting,
very,
won't it, to sort of see. I remember years ago Luke Perry in Beverly Hills 90210, everyone was saying he was the new James Dean, but who are they going to go for? I mean, Corbin is a good director. He's just finished A Most Wanted Man with Rachel McAdams and Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's set for release on November 22nd. So we'll see who he casts, but it's a good story.
Yeah, I think a lot of actors will be lining up to play that one. Here's news of a great actor, Gael Garcia Bernal. Like him?
Yes, he is starring in talk show host's directorial debut. That's Jon Stewart.
Oh, really? He's going to direct?
He's going to direct. Wow. He's taken a 12-week break from hosting The Daily Show in order to make this movie. It's a true story book called Then They Came For Me. Stewart co-wrote the script, actually. Bernal will play the journalist who left his pregnant fiancée behind in London while he travels to Iran to spend a week covering the country's presidential elections. Instead, he winds up spending nearly 4 months in a notorious Iranian prison.
It sounds like the kind of movie Jon Stewart would make, in a way.
You know? There you go. Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't it interesting to see him jump from the day job to do that? And I suppose he's a wealthy man. He can do something like this, but it'll be interesting to see. Rosewater is the name of his feature directorial
debut.
There you
go. He's a good actor on board, so that bodes well for it. Now, Spacesuit.
This is a Warner Brothers who've hired Richard Cordner to script a adaptation of a non-fiction novel called Spacesuit. Interesting story, because the book deals with the unsung heroes of the Apollo space program. Oh. Who were they? Well, they were a team of Playtex bra and girdle designers who successfully built the iconic spacesuit. This band of outsiders included former TV repairmen, a car mechanic, and some spirited seamstresses accomplished what, I suppose, various aerospace giants could not.
You just bring us all the news, don't you?
That's
you
a good story. I'd like to see that one on screen. It will be good.
Okay, we're staying in space with Star Wars.
We are, because John Williams has confirmed that he and filmmaker J.J. Abrams have had a conversation regarding his return for the upcoming Star Wars next film.
Is he going to do it?
He said that they've talked about it. He's happy and willing to do it. J.J. Abrams, who will be the director, seems to be excited about the idea. This is his words, not mine. I have to say that J.J. is a much younger man than I, but I will try and keep up with him as much as I can. So that's interesting. And also, there was an interesting thing in the Clare People that I saw that said that Star Wars could be filming some scenes in the Burren. It seems there's been some initial talk between Bad Robot, that's Abraham's company, and the Irish Film Board about possible locations. Wouldn't that be interesting? There's also another movie, a Brian Boru movie, with an 80 million euro budget, is set to film there in the next year as well. So it could be big things for the Burren.
The place to be. Interesting, I suppose, in a way that J.J. Abrams has gone for John Williams. I mean, you'd have to in one way, but he works a lot with Michael Giacchino, who did this, you know, Star Wars. Star Trek.
Well, he's taken on something that is very dear to a lot of people. And I know Star Trek is as well, but he got the chance to reinvent that. I'm not sure what he's going to do with this one. And that signifies that he wants to keep some of the elements the same.
I think many will be happy with John Williams on board.
Yes.
Now, the question was put out with the Cinemagic International Film and Television Festival for young people under 12. In terms of their favourite childhood film, what would yours be?
Mine's in there, I think.
Is it?
It is. It's number two, E.T.
So is mine. Yeah. Snap. There you go. That's mine.
Keep going back to it, actually, every now and again. Great movie, but interesting choice. The Wizard of Oz was number five. Finding Nemo was four. This is a good run for Pixar.
They were
in at number three with Toy Story as well. E.T. was a close second, but the winner was The Lion King.
There you go.
Which came out
the
on
Lion
top.
King at the
yeah,
moment.
I went to see it actually, the theatrical version.
It's
really
great,
enjoyed
isn't
it. It's really, really
fantastic.
Good. But it came out on top of that kids' movie.
It's close enough now. E.T. 280 against 321 for The Lion King. But
I'd have gone good. For E.T.
Yeah, E.T. Isn't it funny? I didn't know that was the same for you. There you go. But a nice little top five, that's for sure. Now, news of a premiere in Galway.
This is Pat Short's new movie that he's starring in. It's a comedy called Life's a Breeze, directed by Lance Daly. It's going to receive its world premiere at the Galway Film Fla. It'll follow then with a nationwide release on July 19th. Lance Daly had directed Kisses, which was an extremely successful film, but Life's a Breeze follows the adventures of an Irish family struggling to stay afloat during the recession, who must rally together in a race against time to retrieve a lost fortune. Basically, they sell a mattress and the fortune's in the mattress,
yes.
And they have to go look for it. Fionnuala Flanagan is in it as well, Aoife Birtthistle, and newcomer Kelly Thornton as well. So that's Life's a Breeze.
Life's a Breeze, look out for it at the Galway Film Fla. Now, following Cannes, speaking of film festivals.
Yeah, well, I suppose there was a controversial winner of the Palme d'Or, and you know, you see a lot of sort of similarities in movies, but another erotic drama that's going to probably catch a bit of the headlines is Todd Haynes' next film called Carol, which is an adaptation of Patricia Highsmith's groundbreaking novella. It's an erotic drama, stars Kate Blanchett and Mia Wasikowska, and it's set in 1950s New York. It follows two women, one a department store worker and the other a wife in a loveless marriage, who fall for each other. So that's a good cast,
yeah,
a good director, and it's going to be obviously an interesting project. The filming for that one begins this October in London and New York.
Excellent. Now, trailer watch.
This, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he is behind the camera. And I don't know if you knew that he wanted to direct, but he
they
did.
They all do.
They all do, don't they? This is about a New Jersey guy dedicated to his family, friends and church, but he develops unrealistic expectations from watching porn and works to find happiness and intimacy in his own life. He directs Scarlett Johansson and Julianne Moore. Don John is the name of the movie,
okay.
So check it out online. The trailer is there and it looks like a good movie.
Okay, new releases. We're starting with an Irish one.
It's Neil Jordan directing Gemma Arterton and Saoirse Ronan in Byzantium. Here is a clip.
We've been here before. Oh, don't be silly. Come on. But don't you remember? It's going to be good for us here. I can feel it.
You said that about the last place.
What, that dump that we just left?
I've forgotten it already.
What's the matter?
You can't throw the past away as if it didn't happen.
My concern is now, okay? Silly son. Why don't you go and play on the amusements, yeah? Gonna make us some money.
Yeah, that's Gemma Arterton and Saoirse Ronan in Byzantium, the latest from Neil Jordan.
And he's good at that type of movie. It's a vampire movie, really, about two mysterious women who seek refuge in a rundown coastal resort, and they end up staying in a deserted guest house called Byzantium.
We head to France for our next one, Populaire. This has a sort of Mad Men meets the Artist look to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's set in 1958 and it's about Rose, who's a terrible secretary, but she's a demon typist, and her handsome boss resolves to turn her into the fastest girl in the world. So there you go.
Okay.
Big Wedding has a big cast in it, Robert De Niro, Diane Keating, Ben Barnes. Basically, it's kind of, you know, it's a comedy about everyone that comes together for this wedding. They're trying to keep everybody happy, including a very traditional Colombian mother. And of course, everything goes wrong. It's one of those type of comedies, but a big cast in it, and people like those types of movies,
okay,
especially when you have De Niro in it.
Well,
you know?
There you go. Ethan Hawke
is in a movie called The Purge. It's about a family is held hostage for harboring the target of a murderous syndicate during the Purge. This is a 12-hour period in which any crime and all crime is legalised. Ethan Hawke stars in that one.
Very good. Now, your TV movie, it is, of course, we have a bank holiday Monday coming up, which means a few good films on.
And you can watch a good movie. This is a Clint Eastwood movie. It's a fact-based drama. It's about a single mother in 1920s Los Angeles is distraught when her son goes missing. And after months of searching, the police claim to have found him, but she insists that the boy is an imposter. Angelina Jolie, John Malkovich stars in this. It's called Changeling. You'll get at 9:30, as you say, on Bank Holiday Monday on RTE1.
Nice choice. Thanks a million, Garrett.
Thank you.